WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and I'm here with Jillian Music, co-founder of Moz. She's my business partner in Outlines Venture Group, and together we are serial entrepreneurs helping online companies launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. You can find out more at outlinesventure.com. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning, Ann. Today we're going to talk about stuff you've got to do in March.
What? We just talked about stuff we had to do in January and February. What is this?
That's right. I know. Every month. Have you noticed? It's a pattern.
Aha.
Right. So let's see. In January, the must-do was get your books for 2015 closed. Right. That's not the same as doing your taxes, but get your 2015 books closed. And in February, we said make sure those taxes are done or shipped to your tax pro so that you can get them out on time. And you should review your progress from last year so you can reset your goals this year and then assess their early performance. So
that's
January
all done by
and
now.
February. Yeah,
all
really.
By now. Wow. I'm breathless
now,
already.
It's only two things. It's really about getting those books and taxes, right? So it's about your finances. And the next one is about assessing last year and getting this year on the road. So not really that crazy, is it?
No, right. In other words, you're closing up last year to get it off your mind and then looking ahead to this year and getting that rolling. I get it.
Absolutely. Right.
So to quote Jed Bartlett, what's next?
There you go. So now you've got to figure out, is your team on the right seat in the bus? All your team members are doing something. Something is going to be amiss if you look at all of your scheduling, performance numbers, everything that comes back, all of your KPIs coming back now. You have your goals. You know what's going on. Some things are excelling and some are not. Find out if everybody's in the right seat on the bus.
Why is that important?
Well, you'll find that if you have somebody with specific assets or attributes that aren't congruent with the work they're being asked to do, it doesn't get done. This does not mean that they are stupid. It doesn't mean that they're inefficient. It doesn't mean that they're they're not committed or passionate about it. It doesn't mean any of those things. What it does mean is that they're on the wrong seat on the bus. Okay, so the concept of the seats on the bus is, you know, kind of an old simile for what goes on inside an office. Everybody's got a job to do, and if you have somebody who is working alone and doesn't do well working alone, requires the input of others and the constant conviviality of a group, then they don't perform at their highest level. You keep wondering, I hired this guy who's supposed to be doing blogging and he's got this amazing blog. Why is he not blogging amazingly well for me? And the answer is probably that in his last position, he had a whole team of people around him and he would gather ideas and, I don't know, phrases from them. He would be sparked with new thoughts about topics to cover. He probably doesn't have that at your place.
I get it. And I think at the flip side, there's probably also one for the person whose assets and attributes mean that they're very, very good, say, working independently, and yet they're in a situation where they can't do that. So I think what the key that comes down to is what you said is knowing the assets and attributes of your team. But you can't always tell that until you see how they perform. So wouldn't we want to look back to the previous year, which we've already done, right, in January and February, and take a look at how their performance moved the company forward?
Correct. And that's exactly what you have to look for. Did it move the company forward? It isn't necessarily what you expected of them when you hired them or as a co-founder what you expected and so on, but did it move the company forward? And if something did, what was it? You want them to do more of same. So one of the things that you mentioned was not just looking back, but you were talking about the assets and attributes that make a person suitable for a particular job. I think it bears repeating. We've talked about this concept of assets and attributes. An asset is something that you have achieved or acquired. In other words, if you have somebody who has a very large Rolodex, that's an asset, and they can use that to make references for you. That's a good investment person, maybe a good advisor person, possibly a good co-founder. But it is not necessarily a requirement, for example, for an engineer. Those are assets, though. Attributes are how you work. That's whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, whether you wish to work alone and quietly, whether you want to work at night or in the morning, all of those kinds of things. You may have, for example, a superb salesperson, but you've got to make sales in the East Coast and your company and this person is on the West. How are they going to get up first thing in the morning if they're night people to get a hold of the people on the East Coast? It doesn't work. If it were the other way around and they were on the East Coast and they had to do this stuff for the West Coast, they'd be golden. They'd be working out of New York or D.C., and they'd be calling starting at about noon their time, right? And it would be 9 o'clock on the West Coast. Perfect timing. So some of it is asset, some of it's attribute. Now we've got that one covered. The question really is the seat on the bus. How do you know that it's a good fit? And you touched on that as well. And the answer is if they are doing things that move the company forward, this is what they should be doing more of. And again, it may not be what you expected, but you've got to move them into that role. There will usually be signs of negativity. They didn't get this or that or the next thing done. Doesn't mean fire the person right away. Doesn't mean go fight with your co-founder. It does mean figure out what your co-founder can do. And you and I just faced this again in one of the companies that we are mentoring at this point, where we had a co-founder who was busy doing all kinds of operational things and was just doing a terrible job of that and wasn't paying attention to the part of the job where he was most effective. In other words, the corporate evangelism. So we had no corporate evangelism going on. The brand of the corporation was kind of not dwindling, but certainly not growing. And we had all this mess in terms of operations. As soon as you get the right people in the right seats on the bus, suddenly operations takes off like a shot. And we've got somebody working on getting the evangelist out to evangelize. Right? We do expect that 2016 is going to be a whole lot more effective than 2015 in terms of moving the company forward. Now you have a good sense of what an example would look like.
And so I think a corollary to this is to, as you're looking at teams and seats on the bus and what performance moved the company forward and what performance needs to be redirected to move the company forward, I think there's another question to ask too. And the functions you have assigned different team members, are these functions going to move your company forward? Are they aligned with your 2016 goals, which may be different from the goals that you set the previous year as you reassess them at the end of the year? You know, it's beginning of the year, Q1, we have new goals, or maybe we have further refined and enhanced goals and fine-tuning them. But are the functions and responsibilities that you put people in on the bus, are those also aligned? So it's not just is the team in each in the right seat, is the seat the right seat to
yes.
move your company forward?
That's right. Is this seat needed on the bus is the question.
Yeah.
Right? And it, again, it isn't necessarily about firing somebody. It's about shifting exactly what a role might look like. In the earliest stages of a company, taking care of small things is what we do, right? But as a company grows, there are larger issues to be solved. It's very simple. I mean, really, as you know, as a child, we play with child's things, and as we grow, we set them aside. We talked about giving away your Legos, you know, from biblical scripture to giving away Legos. It's the same message again and again. The jobs must change, and you must make sure that you are changing those things, how should I say, strategically, as you realize where your bus is going. Right. So if you want to do the same things again and again, you have a lifestyle company. Nothing changes inside the bus. You simply do the same things and you get the same results. If you're building a scalable corporation, then the kinds of jobs that you require inside your corporation are going to change over time. You'd better acknowledge that early so you can hire in time to fill those roles. And as you get those roles, you can move people up who already exist in your organization, or you can bring in new people. but you must make sure that the assets and attributes of the human being fit the new role, not the last one.
And that will keep the wheels on the bus going round and round, right?
Indeed they will. What a wonderful book that
was. Now we need to have our sponsors have their few words for us. We always welcome them, so we'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investments. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Conversion Conference, the Can't Miss CRO event of 2016. Join over 750 people from dozens of countries gathering in Las Vegas, May 18th and 19th, for the biggest industry-wide conversion event ever. Four parallel tracks of top content will allow you to personalize the exact topics that you want to focus on. Interact with expert speakers at informal networking events and birds of a feather lunch table topics. Meet dozens of leading CRO companies face-to-face in the expo hall. Get hands-on with pre-conference workshops and master classes. Join us for fun activities such as zip lining and Tim Ash's after party in the presidential suite. Oh yeah, did we mention that it's in Vegas, baby? May 18th and 19th, Conversion Conference last year sold out fast, and it's expected to sell out again. So don't miss it. Go to conversionconference.com for details right now.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and I'm here with my sidekick, Jillian Music. We are talking today about things every startup must do in March. Jillian, what did we just talk about?
So wrapping that up, I'd say we talked about making sure that the goals that you have for 2016 are supported by all of the projects, initiatives, and job descriptions that you have set in your organization. Now is a time to look to say, okay, is everybody doing what they've got to do to meet the goals we've set? And if they're doing it and somebody isn't really getting everything done, is the person in the right seat on the bus? And that has to do with both the assets and the attributes of the person you're talking about. If they're well suited to the job, they get it done. If they're struggling, you've got to look to figure out what is it that they don't have in order to get it done, or do they simply need to move to an entirely new position in your corporation where they will probably excel very well.
So having made those determinations, where does process fit into all of this?
Oh, I would say that's probably in the basement. If you don't have process in the basement, the whole house is coming down.
Well, then maybe we better talk a little bit now about process. Now, I don't know about buses and basements. We got some really mixed metaphors going on here. But let's talk about it as the transmission of the bus. How about that?
Yeah, you take the transmission out, the bus is going nowhere. Right, absolutely. We can talk about a transmission. All right. So seriously, the process is visceral. It is required. It's the glue that puts everything together here. Here's the deal. You can have a lot of people doing work. They can do very good work. They will come up with their own process in the absence of a master process that is given to them. Your job as a CEO is not just to figure out what needs to be done, but to create, if you will, those master processes that say, these are the rules or the walls within which we will operate. You know, one person is going to hand off something to another, and then it goes to yet a third person for editing, and then finally something gets published, or it gets put out the door in IT. We have processes that say we figure out what we're going to build, then we're going to divvy up the workflow, then we're going to have 2-week sprints, then we're going to review and assess our sprints, and then finally we're going to test things and do, you know, fail testing and so on, and then we're going to get it out to the general public. Whatever your process is, from the broadest scope to then refining them down to the minutiae, right, you begin at the top, and it's usually the COO that will pull that together, giving the broad brushstroke of how the operations will work, and then each of the mid-level management teams, or if you have a very flat structure and there's no real manager, but perhaps a lead or something, they will work out the minutiae themselves. The difference between micromanagement and giving structure of process to your organization is looking at the larger picture and giving them an idea of what you expect. Often, this is connected to, for example, your corporate culture. In our corporate culture, we don't ship stuff until it works perfectly. In our corporate culture, we ship fast, we ship furiously, and we let our consumers tell us what needs to improve. You decide where you sit. But once you've sent that out, everybody else knows what the process should look like.
And it frees people to do their work within a defined process. And it allows accountability because there is a process. Was the process followed? Was it not? And that's very important. I think there's a truly human element in all of this. And it is this, that we like to be able to do our best work, most of us, very rare exceptions. The kind of people that are attracted to the kind of startups that we work in generally have boundless enthusiasm, frequently have fantastic skill sets, and are also kind of mavericks because they don't work for a big corporation, you know, as a speck in the corporate cosmos. These are people who, as you said, will invent their own process, and it's out of the best of intentions of wanting to get this fabulous, you know, project off the ground or this job done. And what I have observed in startups is that frequently that enthusiasm leads to colliding processes that make people very frustrated and unhappy on so many levels. Maybe they're not being heard, maybe they're feeling they're not being effective, and that is where the process is a great way, a clearly stated, delineated, written down, please, process allows people to function effectively.
That's correct. It makes sure that everybody's headed in the right direction and not colliding. And by colliding, think about all of the members of the team that are incorporated in your business as being terribly creative, right? They don't follow rules easily. They don't want to be told, you know, do exactly this at that time. That would be getting into the weeds, and we don't want you to do that. The concept of process says this aligns with how we want to build this business, what we want to deliver. We connect with our consumers this way, whether it's B2B or B2C, doesn't really matter. What you're giving them are guidelines within which they can function so that they don't do things that step on the toes of the next department down the line or even on the creative toes of the person next to them. Think about, for example, a designer. A designer will head off and get a job done, but they'll do it kind of on their own schedule. In particular, designers are often, they have trouble giving away the design. They have trouble saying it's finished, right? An engineer may do the same thing. They may code forever and never ship. You have to have a process that gives timelines that says you will provide us with one comp, three comps, whatever it is, then marketing will do the other thing and the CEO will do the third thing, and then it goes out the door and you have certain timelines with it. It puts walls and structure around the operation of that designer so that they can function within them. You can't let them just flop along forever. Right, it's not a nonprofit organization, right? We don't want that to happen. The second thing is with the IT folks, you often have people who will kind of work through IT issues for so long that the product never ships. Those things are dangerous. Your process puts timelines on it. It puts other people into the system who are not within the same department so that there is delivery, and then review, then improvement, and then out the door. This gets stuff done.
Puts an end to, what did you call it, flopping around, which essentially is floundering. And floundering is like foundering without the L. And I mean, you don't want your company going there for sure. So
absolutely.
The process part, we can tie that directly back to what moves the company forward. Which is the whole point, isn't it?
Absolutely. Without decent process, moving the company forward is very, very difficult. And with process in place, you have a structure and a form by which everybody can move in channels in the same direction.
So we need to take another break to let our sponsors have a word. We'll be right back. This is Ann Kennedy with Jillian Music on CEO Coach.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising? Or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? I'm David Ogletree, president of WME Training. Did you know that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average? At WME Training, we can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Jillian Music with my partner, Ann Kennedy. We're talking about seats on the bus and about process, two things that will move your company forward. Ann, you want to give us a quick recap of what we talked about today?
Yeah, that this time of year, before the end of March, before the end of Q1, it is essential in March to take a look at your team, take a look at whether they are moving the company forward in their current roles according, and if, are those roles aligned with your 2016 goals that you already set up in February from to 2015. So we talked about the necessity of making sure everybody's in the right seat on the bus and so that the bus keeps rolling forward. And then we also talked about how important process is to that, that you have clearly defined processes for the things that the company is doing so that everybody has a format to follow.
That makes good sense. So I've got some hot tips here for folks who are kind of grappling with these issues in their own company. You want to shoot?
Awesome.
All right. Okay, so the first one I'd say is to really understand that there are two elements to this concept of the seats on the bus. And the first one is the one we don't think about as often. The question is, does the seat belong on the bus at all? And that has to do with fast-growing companies. In the early stages of companies, you're going to have projects and you're going to have goals that are, if you will, fairly small. You must achieve the first stone. You know, when you get there, okay, now it's time for something bigger. So now the question is this job really something you should be doing again and again? And that's kind of connected with the idea of giving away your own Legos. You have a job, you're real comfortable with it. If you keep doing it, you're not going to get a scalable company out of it. You've got to give that away to somebody else and redefine your own job. And that would be redefining your own seat, if you will. So now you have to look at the whole picture and say, all right, what seats are on these buses, on this bus? What do I need to accomplish? That's your goals. You did that back in January and February. What do I need to have in place so that I'm sure I will have achieved them? Do I have somebody working on them? Do I need to hire somebody new? Do I need to move somebody else into them? And that's the second piece of the seats on the bus. Moving people around is not necessarily required, but it's a good idea on a regular basis to look and see what those anomalies are inside the KPI reports that you're getting from your own company. Inside each department, you're going to see that there are people who are excelling and there are people who are not. But more importantly, you'll find that there are KPIs that are excelling and KPIs that are not. When you find the good ones, you want to say, hey, we want more of this. And when you find that you've got trouble reaching KPIs, you want to look to find out why. Is it the asset or the attribute of the person doing it? Is it resources and has nothing else to do with, you know, the person themselves? Make good assessments to find out not only whether you have the correct seats on the bus, but you've got the right people in them.
All right.
All right. Number two, looking for the anomalies is... the good and the bad, that's your second tip. Look backwards to see what's going on and check it from your KPIs, not from your people. The third one is about providing broad brushstroke information and guidelines to your teams. And that's about process. Look to create processes that make sure things get out the door on a regular basis, that reviews are in place in a standardized format, and that everybody who's super creative in your business knows that they have walls within which they must operate. Right? That's the third tip. It's not about telling people what to do. It's about helping them to understand the structure within which they do it and a little bit of how they're doing it.
Those are all great tips, and people have a few more weeks here in March to tackle this. Next month, we'll come up with something else that needs to be done because there is always so much to do when you're in a startup. And keeping it on track through the year is so critically important. It's very easy to just keep racing from the top of one wave to the top of another wave to the top of another wave and never really riding it through and then turning around and saying, wait, what do we do? Where are we going? The road to success really depends on this kind of attention to the timeliness and assessments and your key performance indicators.
Yes, moving a company forward doesn't stop after, you know, month one or two, obviously. Each month there is something you can do that will move your company forward, and we intend to highlight them every time. And that's it for this Monday morning at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at webmasterradio.fm for their support. You can download the shows through webmasterradio.fm, through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You'll find links to this and more on our Facebook page, facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Again, facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by, hit the like button so we know you were out there, and tell us what you'd like to hear about at CEO Coach. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Music with my partner, Ann Kennedy. You can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next weekend.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.